The Borough Community Development Department is working toward the first comprehensive parks and recreation plan update since 1981. Part of that will include a thorough idea of the borough's walkable sites. Associate Planner Daniel McKenna Foster gave the Parks and Recreation Committee a look at newly mapped trails in the Monashika Mountain area. An interactive online resource includes pictures and notes about the trail features. Committee members had a chance to look over that at their regular meeting last Monday.
Holy cow.
So we have more traces in here.
Whoa.
These are the traces that people have mapped or walked.
McKenna Foster said they need to make sure the trails are well marked. He referred back to a boy who got lost on Termination Point back in July.
I think if we're not going to mark a trail, we should maybe leave it off the map. Because if people know about it, great, but they assume that risk. Whereas if there's a trail on a map, but it's not marked, it's just inviting trouble, I think, as in this case.
He said the department is also doing an inventory of its recreational areas.
So as we're moving forward and doing the comprehensive plan update, we can present this to people and first of all see, are there any recreational sites that are not on here? And also, maybe we can start from this point and have people identify on a map like this, okay, what do people use this for? What are the access users for this type of recreation area, et cetera, et cetera.
The committee sent a letter to the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly requesting permission to formally update the 1981 Parks and Recreation Plan. It hopes the borough can write a resolution for the purpose and get both the public and the Planning and Zoning Commission involved.